Earlier this morning, we discussed the controversy surrounding Missouri Representative Todd Akin's comments about rape and abortion. Akin said in an interview with a television station that women who are raped rarely get pregnant, as long as it's what he called a, quote, legitimate rape. He later apologized for those comments and said that he misspoke. We're joined in studio this morning by Mary Elizabeth Williams. She's a staff writer for Salon, whose most recent piece is called A Guide to Legitimate Rape. You can find it on our website, thetakeaway.org. Hi, Mary Elizabeth. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I took a quick glance at your article yesterday, and on first glance, I thought, oh, this is a guide to how different states in America define rape and the legal impact of that. And then I actually read it, and I realized that's not what you were trying to do at all. You were actually very angry in this article.
I suspect I am not the only angry American female voter today, this week. And one of the, I think, most galling things about what happened in the wake of Todd Akin's interview on Sunday was that then on Monday, he went on Mike Huckabee's television show, his radio show, and he clarified his statements by saying, no, what I meant was forcible rape. And what we're seeing, and he was also, along with Paul Ryan, who is running for vice president, one of the sponsors of a bill that sought last year to narrow the definition of rape for abortion to forcible rape. And when you're using terms like legitimate rape and forcible rape, what you're doing is you're classifying sexual assault. And that is a huge problem for both men and women in this country.
Well, what's the definition of forcible rape, as you understand it, as this legislation put it forth?
Well, you know, as Barack Obama said yesterday very eloquently, rape is rape. There is no forcible rape. That is a made-up term that conservatives came up with to try to restrict us in our reproductive freedoms. And what they've also done is they've then said, basically, prove it, Missy. Prove that your rape is better than someone else's. Prove that your rape was more traumatic or more violent. And what it does is it completely misunderstands the culture of rape, and it misunderstands the way that sexual assault very often happens. 83% of women know their assailants. One in four women who is raped by a partner. One in four lesbians is raped by a fellow female. 10% of rape victims are men. That's what rape really looks like.
And that was really the focus of your article, wasn't it? To say that there is not one definition of rape, that it goes on in many different occasions, in many different instances. Now, it's worth noting that Representative Akin was disavowed by the Republican Party. He faced rebuke almost immediately. The party itself did not agree with what he said. Is that a good sign? Is that politicking? What do you think?
He's also losing millions. I mean, Republican money, as we said earlier in the hour, is flooding out of Missouri. Other Republicans and the powerful ones don't want any part of him anymore.
He's still leading in the polls, though.
By a point, yeah.
He still has an edge in the polls.
So why is that? If these comments are outrageous as they seem and as offensive as they seem, not just to liberal women, I'd say, but women across the political spectrum.
And men. They are offensive to men as well.
Very good point. Why is he still leading in the polls? Is it just not that big a deal? Do people believe maybe he really did misspeak?
I think it is a big deal, and I think he will continue losing ground. And I think what we're going to see in the next 3 months is more and more of these extreme conservatives are going to learn that what they haven't taken away from women yet is our right to vote and our right to speak. And that's going to become very evident in the weeks and months to come. And it's certainly going to be evident in November.
Silver linings, if there are any, Mary Elizabeth, since I'm like Mr. Political Guy, going back to the point of the sharp rebuke, though, you alluded to the meeting of the minds that Paul Ryan and Todd Akin have had on some legislation as it relates to rape and abortion. However, the reaction to these comments on legitimate rape and so forth was swift and unambiguous from the Romney campaign, the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Karl Rove has pulled his money out of Missouri. They're running away from Todd Akin as fast as they can. That has to be encouraging to you on some level.
I think, well, he's a gentleman who put his foot very, very, very broadly in his mouth and then put the other one in it as well the following day. The difference is, what do you say in an interview and what is the walk that you actually walk? And I think what we've seen again and again and again with Republican legislation is what they're doing as opposed to what they're saying. And they can run as far away from Todd Akin as they want, but we look at their voting records and it says a very different story.
Mary Elizabeth Williams is a staff writer for Salon, whose most recent piece is called A Guide to Legitimate Rape. Mary Elizabeth, again, you know, not to find too many silver linings, because obviously it's a very ugly situation, but in some sense, what Aiken did was he shone a light on comments that I think in some cases some people really do believe. He said, I've heard this statement from doctors. This morning, our partner, The New York Times, ran a story on what medical professionals say about this kind of situation. A couple of the doctors, the more right-leaning doctors that they quoted, agreed with Todd Aiken. They said, this is the kind of thing when a woman is raped, it's very traumatic. It's much less likely for her to get pregnant. Now, whether you agree with those doctors or not, it's starting a conversation in some sense that allows people to at least understand there are people who do believe this. Is that a good thing, the idea that we're taking a look at something that maybe we weren't a week ago?
It's absolutely, I think it's a fantastic thing. I think it's very important. It's important for women, and it's important for men, because there is this attitude. There is so much misunderstanding in our country about the culture of rape, about what sexual assault really means, and about the ways that the reproductive system of a woman works. And what we're learning is there is a vast amount of ignorance out there. And anything that can, any opportunity to have a learning experience from something really terrible and stupid is fantastic. And I'm happy that men and women are talking about this, and we're getting a better understanding of rape and about female reproduction.
Mary Elizabeth Williams is a staff writer for Salon, her most recent piece called A Guide to Legitimate Rape. Mary Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Silver linings.